This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, June 15th, 2025. Armor of God, Helmets of Salvation.
Good morning, Connection Church. Here in the sanctuary, there online. Isn't this just a great day to be part of God's creation? Amen. I know it's not sunny outside, but the sun's shining, S-O-N, in here. Amen. 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 Amen.
Good morning, Connection Church.
Good morning.
Let me make sure I'm situated. Now I'm on, I think. Yeah, here we go. How is everybody today? Great. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who've been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being here today. It is so fun. Barry, thank you for that video. He surprises us each week. You know, we saw footage of our very first worship space. We had this little tiny place.
And 25 by 67.
Yeah, and then, you know, we expanded into the bigger place, and then here we are starting 2019. And God is amazing, and all things are possible with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is actually the scripture that we started the church with back in 2001, with God, all things are possible. And that has continued to be our mantra along. And as we move into the future, be encouraged, because God has such a great plan for Connection Community Church. I got another email today. I've gotten so much feedback from those of you who came on Friday night to meet David and Emily. And I know that God has appointed them. This is a total God thing. If you missed meeting them, please come on Wednesday night. And if you miss that, they're going to start joining us in worship for the next 2 weeks after that, because they're part of our church family, right?
Right.
All right, so somebody else who's part of our church family, brand new today, is Clara Hansen. Clara, I'm putting you on the spot. You don't say a word. Just stand up so they know that you're here. This is David's mother, Clara. She has moved to Middletown with them, and she is now part of our church. So be sure to welcome her warmly. And I'm so happy that you're here today. It means a lot. It means a lot. Let's see if there's anything else that I need to get in there. I don't think so. Yes, I do have one more thing. You knew that was coming. Thank you for your prayers. 12 days ago, I had a total knee replacement. I am really happy that my PA, Tom Maring's not here today, because he'd be killing me right now. I'm doing great. And I'm in PT 3 times a week, and most of the time I'm using my walker. And God just gives me the strength to be up here today. It's not me, it's just God completely. So it is really good. I couldn't miss the next couple of weeks to be with you. So keep the prayers coming. Let's go to God now. Almighty God, thank you so much for your loving kindness. Thank you so much for the compassion that you pour out on us. Thank you so much for your word found in scripture, and for this word that we'll find today in Ephesians chapter 6. Settle us in, whether we're right here in the sanctuary or we're online. Remove any distraction so that we could be laser focused on you. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're talking about the armor of God. That has been our series for the month of June. And we've covered several pieces of the armor in Ephesians chapter 6. We started off with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. And then we took a look at the good news shoes. You know, we've got to be fitted so that we can go out and share the gospel. Share the good news of Jesus to everyone we meet. And then last week, we talked about the shield of faith. Today, we'll be looking at the helmet of salvation. Let's take a look at our scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Helmet of salvation. You know, the helmet was the last piece of equipment that a Roman soldier would put on before going into battle. Last piece. That's because after everything else was ready, everything prepared, the helmet protected the area that governed everything else. Helmet protected the head, the brain, the command center for the rest of the body. If there was damage to the head, he didn't need that other equipment, did he? Because that wasn't going to be of any use at all, because this is the thing that controls everything.
And so, according to Priscilla Shire, Armor of God study, how many people have done Priscilla Shire studies? Yeah, they are awesome. And so we did the Armor of God in my small group a few years ago. And so some of this comes from what we learned. A Roman soldier's helmet was basically a skull cap made of iron and some bronze covered with bronze. And its primary function was to protect the brain from the swing of, they call it a broadsword. It's a 3 to 4 foot sword with a really, really heavy handle. And if that sword struck the head, that soldier was a goner. And so over time, the helmet was designed for a little bit more of a comprehensive coverage, protecting the neck, protecting shoulders. Comprehensive coverage. You've got that. Comprehensive coverage. We've got to put on the helmet. The helmet, it's strapped to the most vital part where our thought center resides. And as believers in Christ, it's our belief, you know, connected here to here. And so it is so important to protect every single function. My mouth, my eyes blinking, my arms moving, all that is sent through impulses in the brain to do what we do every moment of every day.
Now, as we said before, and we'll say again, we are in a cosmic battle, a fight to the finish death match with Satan. And in this death match, protecting our brain is absolutely crucial, because the brain generates our thoughts that remind us, that assure us that we are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yep. We're assured of that. Satan wants us to forget that. Satan would like us to not even remember that. He wants us to let it go. To not remember that Jesus paid the price for us. And the price was his very life. But it's our brain that keeps reminding us over and over and over again that Jesus saves us. Two words, two of the most important words that you'll ever say. Jesus save. Say it with me. Jesus save. Let's say it like we mean it. Jesus saves.
Saves you.
Yep. And we need to protect that thought at all times. Thus, the helmet of salvation.
So our struggle with Satan is not a one and done. It's kind of like every day it happens. We don't get one hit and then he goes away forever. No, there's kind of an ongoing, never-ending struggle where Satan is looking for our vulnerable spots. You know, we think we're okay, we think all this is in line, but if there's a vulnerable spot, that's where Satan aims. But here's the thing that we always, always have to remember. When we believe Jesus is our Savior, when we accept Jesus, we confess with our lips, Jesus is Lord, we can walk it out knowing that we are covered, that we are cared for, that we are never, ever alone in any kind of battle that we face. We have a protection. It doesn't mean life is easy. It doesn't mean we aren't going to have struggles, but we know immediately where to go when when those arrows start getting to us. They will never put us down when we are in Christ. Our salvation, our helmet of salvation, protects us as we, and here's an old-fashioned word, cleave, as we cleave to Christ.
And we know that ultimately, Jesus wins this battle. Ultimately, Jesus wins. But Satan is forever trying to challenge and defeat us. It's his ongoing role, his ongoing purpose. Have you ever had this happen? You're going along, and out of blue, something comes into your head. Something that is meant to steal your dreams, steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life. Maybe it's a memory of something from the past that was emotionally painful, hurtful, that you had come to terms with. You'd dealt with it. Actually, you'd put it in the trash. You'd left it behind. And you thought it was over and done. And you hadn't thought of it for a really long time. I know this happens to me once in a while. But then, just all of a sudden, out of the blue, it's there ready to attack you once again. Wow. Or perhaps a thought pops in to your mind of your one of your worst moments. I don't mean a worst emotional something, but one of your worst moments as to who you are, what you've done, what you've said. When you weren't your best self, when you were less than Christ would want you to be. Perhaps, and here's an old metaphor, old tapes start playing into your mind. Thoughts like things like, well, I'm no good. I'm not worthy. I'm a mistake. How could God possibly forgive me? Or maybe you have thoughts even like this that make you even wonder if God is real. Does God even exist? And this Jesus guy, did he really die for me? Why would he do that? Holy Spirit, what's that all about? And the more you think about it, the more doubts, the more concerns, the more questions you have.
So as I said a moment ago, Satan knows just the right spot, just the right moment, just the right place, just the right time to get you, to get me. And we get hit in our vulnerable spots at really bad times. But again, remember this. Because of Jesus and the cross and the empty tomb, Jesus defeated death itself. And so death did not win. Satan does not win. Satan does not win. The enemy can no longer hold us. Ever. He knows this. He tries anyway. We know it, but sometimes we forget. Sometimes we have what we call spiritual amnesia. We forget. That's why it's so important to buckle our helmets, to put on this armor, so that when the enemy sends those fiery missiles in front of us, they just ping off of us. They don't lodge in our brains. They don't lodge in our heart. They don't stop us from sharing the good news with others.
So in preparing for today's message, we came across this in gotquestions.org, and that online information place suggested five actions based on Scripture that we as believers can use to keep our helmets fastened tightly and our brains intact. Number one, check this out. Romans 12:2, New International Version. We shared this, I think it was just a couple months ago, but it bears repeating. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. That's radically changed. That's turned around. That's 180. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, here's the most important thing, perfect will. Perfect will. Renew our minds. Satan turns our minds into battlefields. And the outcomes of those battles help determine the course of our lives. Renewing our minds allows the truth of God, of God's word, to wipe away that which is contrary to it. Renewing helps replace those old ideas, those old opinions, those old worldviews, continually opening us up to God's truth. And it washes away the filth of the world, the lies of the world, the confusion of the world, cleans up our minds, and allows God's perspective to come in.
And so the second action comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You know, there's times when we just can't fathom with our five senses that something is true. If it's outside of that, it's like, really? And sometimes we allow our circumstances to convince us that God does not really love us, that God might not forgive us, that his word, maybe it isn't true. But we must reject these doubts in all circumstances. And so faith, you know, we have doubt and we have faith. And when those doubts creep in, the best thing to do is just say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Open up your scripture. Remember sentences. You don't have to quote it word from word. You know, you are my faith. You are my stronghold. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You are the way, the truth, life. Just start uttering the word of God, and that doubt will flee. Satan will flee. Sometimes when I get in those spaces, I love to worship. I love music. And that song that we sang, that second song, Lord, I Give You My Heart, that's an oldie but goodie. But, you know, I'll just like, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every breath that I make, I'm making up the words. But that's okay. That is okay. We just need to have our hearts bend toward the Lord when those doubts come in. It's a choice. We choose every day to believe that Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen. Third, for helping us keep that helmet strapped on tight, keeping our brains intact. Number three, 1 Corinthians 3. Verses 11 through 13, here we go. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid. And what is that foundation? Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. Those things are lesser materials when we're talking about Jesus, aren't they? Even gold, it's lesser than when we talk about Jesus Christ. Here's the thing. You ever feel like life's crashing in around you? Maybe not today. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was a couple months ago. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it's next month. But sooner or later, we all have life crashing around us, I think. And when that happens, it's important not to look out at the crashing, but to look up at the one who's going to get us through the crashing. You know, Jesus never said, I'm going to make your life a dream bed, and everything's going to be peachy from here on out. If you thought that when you became a follower of Jesus Christ, you were mistaken. What he did say is, I'll walk through it with you. We'll go hand in hand, and I'll watch over and protect you and be with you. Yeah, salvation's the most precious gift that we can have. Focusing on that can help us weather the storms of life. Won't take them away, but it helps get us through them. And so we need to keep not an immediate perspective, but an eternal perspective. You know, if it doesn't have eternal significance, it really isn't that important, is it?
As you were talking, I was thinking about when in the Bible where Jesus calms the storms. It's Jesus who calms our storms. It's Jesus who's in the midst of our storms with us. We're not going to sink. We're not going to go down. The enemy wants us to, but it won't happen because Jesus will hold us. We'll wake up the next morning and say, okay, thank you for another breath. Thank you for getting me through the night. Here we go again. You and me. So another action in the scripture that helps us keep our helmets on, fastened so that our brains, our thoughts are protected, comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is a very familiar verse to us. In fact, I'd like for you to say it with me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. The battle's already been won. The victory has been accomplished. The old is gone, the new has come. You are a new creation in Christ. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, you're washed clean and you're new. Yes, we mess up, but then we just say again, okay, Lord, help me again. I'm sorry, help me again. And when we are new in Christ, it eliminates the opportunity that Satan takes to entrap us because we recognize it quicker. Like, oh yeah, no, 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 you're not getting me this time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I give you my heart. I am a new creation. I am a child of love. That's what we do, and the enemy flees. You are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come.
And the number five thing to keep in mind in Scripture, to keep that helmet in place, keep your brain intact. Number five, 1 Peter 1, 3 to 4a. Here we go. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great, here's a real good word, mercy, he has given us new birth into a living, say it with me, hope. It's a very important word, hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. We're adopted into the family and we get an inheritance. And it's an inheritance that's greater than any monetary amount you could ever dream of. Yeah. All of our hope, all of our, and this is not hope like earth, everyday hope like, gosh, I hope I get a new bicycle. Gosh, I hope the rain doesn't ruin my yard. You know, it's not that kind of hope. It's an ongoing knowledge of what and trust in what God has told us and an expectation that it's going to come. All of our hope, then, is in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is our helmet, our protector, our leader. This salvation we talk of, Jesus purchased at a very high price because he paid for it with his blood. His blood. You know, you look in the Old Testament when they had sacrifice day. They brought in the animals, the birds, the ox, whatever. And the priests started slaughtering. It was a bloodbath. At table, they cut the animals up on. I mean, it said the blood just ran. Because, see, that blood represents life. And that's what is necessary to give up for a sacrifice is life. Well, the ultimate life was given up for our salvation. And it doesn't have to be given up again because once and done for all. Christ gave his blood for you and for me. And we can't allow anything or anyone to get in the way of the importance of Jesus Christ in our lives. He's got to be number one. I love Carrie with all my heart, soul, and everything else. But she's number two, and that will never change. And she knows it, and she celebrates that because she knows who's number one. Yeah, Jesus. And here's, when we're focused on Jesus and pleasing him, we're able to eliminate many, hopefully all of the Satan's schemes and render his evil suggestions powerless. Amen? Amen? Amen.
So let's get back to the Roman soldier's helmet. When the Apostle Paul wrote this in the book of Ephesians, the soldier had to buy his own helmet. Now, that was kind of news to me. I didn't know that. The soldier had to buy his own equipment, actually. And so it was much later that the suits of armor were government issued. But when you think about this, that they had to get their own equipment, if you didn't have money, you couldn't get the equipment. And so the poor often went into battle unprotected. Their helmet, unlike ours, wasn't free of charge. The price for our helmet has been paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the sacrifice of his life, by the eternal nature that he is, so that we can have life here on earth and in heaven, so that we can stand on this firm foundation of our faith, because what he says in here is true. God's love, God's unconditional love, is free. It was not cheap, but it is free to us. It's a gift to us, and all we need to do is accept it, say yes to God, confess our sin, and say, okay, you're Lord, and I'm not God anymore of my life. God is so good to us. We've been talking about Ephesians 6. Next week, we will finish that up. But we want you all to be armed and ready. We want you to put your armor on every day. Every single day. Put on that belt of truth. Wear the breastplate of righteousness. Put on your shoes so they will take you to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hold on to that shield of faith. That's what we talked about last week. And today, strap on your helmet of salvation. Connection Church, put your armor on every single day. Don't leave home without it. When we do put that armor on, the enemy does not stand a chance. Now, that's some good news, don't you think? That's some good news. Oh, yeah, thank you, God. Let's believe it and let's live it. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you so much for your word found in Scripture. Thank you for this Ephesians 6 that gives us instruction, that tells us what we need to do in order to be armed and ready. And thank you that we're not defeated because you weren't. And you love us so much that you will carry us through. Life is hard. Some of us are in some pretty big battles right now. And Lord, I know that you can speak into every heart and every life here, into an encouragement, that your Holy Spirit is their strength, that the blood of Jesus covers them, that you are the author of every life in this place and every life on this planet. And so we thank you for the armor. Help us put it on and proclaim who you are and whose we are. I pray this in the mighty name of God the Father, Jesus Christ, his one and only Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all of Connection said, amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the new life he offers.